News Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President of Tunisia is asking Parliament to equalize the amount of an inheritance so that daughters do not get half of what sons receive, and to allow Muslim women to marry non-Muslim men, which is forbidden in every school of Islam. The number of teens who get together with their friends nearly every day dropped by more than 40% from the year 2000 to 2014. Currently, only about 56% of high school seniors in 2015 went out on dates, as opposed to boomers and Gen Xers, who did so 85% of the time. Number of sexually active teens has also been cut by 40% since 1991. Many attribute this to the increased use of smartphones and dominance of social media. 11 million people are arrested annually, according to most recent figures in 2015. According to the Prison Policy Initiative, 630,000 people are in jail on any given day, and 443,000 of them, or 70%, are in pretrial detention. Some 97% of federal felony convictions are the result of plea bargains. Trump and the Attorney General have restored the ability for local police departments to receive grenade launchers and high-caliber weapons from military surplus, which were slightly curtailed under the Obama administration. ACLU has sued President Trump over the transgender ban in the military as violation of equal protection. In 2015, Britain introduced a 5-pence charge for plastic bags at stores, leading to a plunge of more than 80% in their use. Kenya is now poised to punish anyone making, selling, or importing plastic bags with up to 4 years in prison. The unemployment rate among U.S. construction workers, which peaked at 27.1% in February 2010, is now down to 4.9%. Estimates are that 40% of losses from Hurricane Harvey will be covered by insurance, with taxpayers bearing most of it. Of $30 billion in expected damage, less than $2 billion will be covered by private flood insurance. More than half of U.S. workers say their bosses are ambivalent or send mixed messages about taking vacation, according to a 2017 survey. In 2016, the average American worker earned 22.6 days of vacation, but only used 16.8 days. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.